Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds with us here in the studio. And the song is called Dive In. It is another from the new album, Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King.
It's a mouthful.
And, you know, talking about the album being recorded in New Orleans, and there's a certain aptness, if there is a word, aptness.
I think that's an apt word to use to describe New Orleans.
About the setting for the recording of this album, because I mean, you've made big contributions, haven't you, Dave, to the New Orleans regeneration process.
Well, I don't know, you know, just joined in, right, with a bunch of people. What we helped financially with some of the efforts to rebuild certain parts of the city that were damaged in Katrina. You know, more than anything, I think the biggest thing is that Tim, you were down there, right? You were down swinging hammers for a while, weren't you?
If I was swinging hammers, I did play a benefit, though.
I'm going to quote here, Dave, because I think it was Rolling Stone said about you, he's a Bono-like campaigner on a huge range of liberal issues. And if I begin to list them, ranging from schools in New York and Hawaii to Tibetan independence, lung cancer research, nature conservationism, the victims of the Virginia Tech shootings, tsunami relief in Sri Lanka, and most notably of all, helping the people of New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is an amazing portfolio of good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, really, it's someone else in every case that came up to me and said, look, you know, what's happening here? And then I said, okay, well, I could probably sing his sing song a little bit, and we get to do something. So really, you know, there's a lot of people that work hard, and I was lucky enough to get in their way, or they were lucky enough to get in mine. I like to help out, but it requires somebody else.
It isn't everybody who says, is it? What can I do to help? You say that. That's your default position.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Some sort of guilt from my childhood, you know what I'm saying? It still lingers. I better do something. I feel bad. Before I have another slice of cheesecake.
So now we've asked you to bring a couple of bits of music into play, a couple of CDs. And the first one that I've set up, Dave, is Jimi Hendrix. So, Crosstown Traffic.
I don't know. What is better than Jimi Hendrix? Nothing. Maybe some things are next to Jimi Hendrix, but nothing is better than Jimi Hendrix. So, anytime I get to listen to him, and if it's my fault, even better.
Crosstown Traffic, Jimi Hendrix, the choice of Dave Matthews, who is here with us in the studio with Tim Reynolds. And your second choice, Dave, just let's talk a second or two about Led Zeppelin. Because, you know, I always maintain that Led Zeppelin were the sort of Beatles of the 70s. That of all bands, Led Zeppelin were the biggest.
Yeah, no question. And there's nobody, somehow they managed to not have smash hits necessarily on the radio. But just when you think of the 70s, who are the baddest band? And that's without question, it was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But it's an interesting choice of track. The album that you brought in is Houses of the Holy. So the reason for this particular track...
One of the things that I like about Led Zeppelin is because even though when people look back and there was the invention of whatever heavy metal or calling it that people look and sort of talk about them like they're a part of this... heavy metal or whatever, they really played so many different kinds of music. That's what makes them more in a way like the Beatles. They played whatever it was, you know. There may be a greater influence of blues, well, you know, heavier rock, but they had a lot of real light music that they played. And I think there's a nice mix of that, the fact that they have roots in acoustic music and then also pretty slamming rock. This is a good example of those things smashed together.
Yes, it is. And there's just one other point about this as well, because think about the introduction, the guitar introduction of Where Are You Going?
Oh, sure.
And there is a...
Oh, yeah, but over and over again, if I can steal from them without actually plagiarizing, I will, and for the rest of my life.
You have to leave it right to the very, very end. Don't you?
Then
it's not right if you don't.
You turn the mics back on, you nearly caught me going, ooh, at the end of that thing. Luckily not.
A final song in the studio here, Dave. What is it going to be?
This song is, I don't know, well, I know I'm fairly cynical of the existence of any sort of Santa Claus character in the clouds, but nonetheless, I make a reference to to God quite a lot. Seems to make sense to me to sing about something, even if I don't necessarily believe in it. But this song is called Lying in the Hands of God, and it's sort of on the record as kind of a duet between Leroy and I, even though he was not there when we finally put it together. We had all this beautiful saxophone work that he'd done, and it's sort of interesting
Yeah.
that worked out that way. It's called Lying in the Hands of God.